What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, on a Friday here at Paradise. Off a little early tonight because the Hawks in action up in Philly. 6:30 pregame right here on 92.9 The Game. We were just talking during the commercial break. I'm always looking for a good chuckle on the interweb. So there's some really funny stuff that's out there. I don't know who did the originals, but I'm getting a lot of these sent to me, and I'm retweeting them at Mike Bell ATL. You can always follow us. Carlos, put them up. C Dukes, and of course, at Dukes of Bell 929. And if you want to argue with Turtle at Night, Chris, what is your Twitter handle?
Yeah, it's at C Thomas Radio. Send all your complaints there.
Thank you. I don't know if you guys have seen this one yet, but basically, and they're doing this for all different college football teams, but some of these SEC ones are really funny. So it's kind of like a toy you would get at Toys R Us or at Walmart or something. And the one I just posted says, typical Gator fan. And it's basically a mock-up of that photo, that meme that went wild about 15 years ago with the Tim Tebow guy that had 15 painted on the side of his head with kind of he had the flat top mullet with the jean shorts. So you get a little can of natural light. You got a photo of Tim Tebow, and you got the fan wearing the jean shorts. It's gold. The other one I posted up there, and this one's pretty clever too. It's for the average Auburn fan, and it says little brother. So you've got a crying baby Carl with an Auburn t-shirt. You got the toilet paper, obviously, for doing Tumor's Corner. You've got an eagle on the body of a tiger. Last place. So basically, it's a fake Kenner toy, because I think even Auburn fans, and I've got a bunch in my neighborhood, would admit that when it comes to, you know, football, you are kind of the Mets of Alabama.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what? I will say this. This conversation that we're going to have, specifically about, you know, Tennessee's quarterback. But Mike, this is one of those things where this is the conversation that's going on all across the country.
And this gets us to another meme that came out today, and that's about what's going on at Tennessee. Now, I had not heard the story till it, I guess, kind of dropped last night. I guess Tennessee fans are more in tune with it, Carl.
Well, the chat boards, right? All those folks chatting and talking about their program.
But Nico Iamaleva apparently wants more money. And a lot of Tennessee fans are going, you're not worth more money. But he's not apparently at camp right now, at least he's not at practice, I should say. It's not camp, it's college. But he's looking for a new deal, basically.
Vols are saying, kind of crazy when you think about it. He was expected to make $2.4 million with the Vols this year, and his people are saying they want to renegotiate to get $4 million. So I don't know if they're going to come off of this, but at the end of the day, Nico Iamaleva is one of these guys that if you feel like he's the next guy to take your program to a national championship, Mike, you're going to cut the check. Somebody's going to cut the check. If you feel like you're going to stay put and not do that, then he is threatening potentially to leave. Now, here's the crazy thing, and I've said this to you guys. Portal opens up when? April 16th. Most teams are having their spring games this weekend. And so when you talk about, hey, I'm not at practice, what's going on? Doesn't this sound NFL-ish? When a guy is skipping practice to say, hey, I want to re-up or I need a new deal.
Well, this is where college football is now. I mean, look, we all wanted them to get money. We all wanted them to have, you know, six figures. I thought that was a nice round number for a college athlete. NCAA blew it. And now here we are waiting on the judge's final ruling. They got a fake toy out there today, and I retweeted it. It's Nico, I'm a leaving. F this team. And it's got a Nico doll, and you got a suitcase with money out of it, two tickets, and a pair of shades.
Look, I thought he was good last year. I didn't think he was great. Okay? He's 6'6". He's 220.
Is Carson Beckworth $4 million? I don't think Carson Beckworth. I don't think he's worth $4 million, certainly.
Well, Tennessee's got to make this decision, Mike. And these are the decisions. Pay the wrong guys, right? And Nick Saban said it. You're a blank creek. Mm. 2,600 yards, 19 touchdowns in his first season as a starter. It's not to say he's not going to get better, but everybody was so high on him and the potential of what this could look like.
Right.
In that offense. Either way, this is a dispute that's going on right now. And, you know, it's got a lot of people saying, okay, well, where's this go? Because if you are going – and by the way, he's got leverage. Don't think for one second that there's not another school that's willing to probably pay him this, Mike. And so if Tennessee says, all right, we're not coming off of our number, this is our number, he's probably going to hit the portal.
So here's the thing. If I'm, a quarterback right now, you're not really happy with your depth chart to roll right now. You keep an eye on Tennessee because maybe he does leave for greener pastures. In case you're wondering, Jake Merklinger is the redshirt freshman, and then George McIntyre. Don't know either much about those guys. If you're a Vols fan, you can hit us up. Just talked about our Twitter handles. But, yeah, this is the conundrum. You got a quarterback. You know what it is, Carl? This is almost like a little bit better than what the Giants dealt with the Daniel Jones decision on a contract extension. You got a quarterback who's pretty good, but he's not great.
He's not great.
What is Nico? The seventh best quarterback? Eighth best quarterback in the SEC last year?
Well, that's the thing. You know, when you talk about Jalen Milroe, better. Jackson Dart, better. You start going down this list and you start realizing, okay, I mean, but again, it was his first year starting. I just think these demands, come on, man. Like, it's a little bit too soon. Come back, play for your 2.4. But, Mike, I think obviously somebody's in his ear saying there's somebody willing to give you more if Tennessee doesn't, and this is where this starts.
But like
from.
I said, I mean, think about, like, remember last year with Iamaleava, right? I get it right. I always butcher the name.
Iamaleava is how I've heard it.
But either way, you know who he is. The guy, I thought at times they basically started running the football because he was so inconsistent. They kind of became more run-centric at times.
Yeah.
At a point last year. So I'm not sold. But again, man, if you're Tennessee – you know, you're banking on a year where Georgia's always reloading, right, if we're honest, but you kind of feel maybe you got a chance to make some noise in the East, and you can't get there to square one, regardless, whatever you think this guy is, without him out there.
Yeah. I mean, again, no East or West. The fact is you're going to play him every year, but I just feel like this is a hard place for Tennessee to be in when you've put all your chips in this basket and said this guy is going to be our next best thing, and then all of a sudden he's skipping practices. Hey, man, let's talk some dogs. All right, tomorrow is G-Day, spring game.
Last one of all time. Last G-Day ever, Georgia fans. Better get out there and enjoy it.
Wait a minute. You saying that?
Kirby's going to kill this thing off, man. Kirby's being very, as I said to you yesterday, very passive-aggressive. I think Kirby wants this thing dead.
All right, and I've been saying, if you do kill it, nevertheless, if you want to go, it's happening at Sanford Stadium. Guys, the only way you're going to see this thing, it's not going to be on TV, but there is something I'm interested in. And Monday, when we come back, we'll be talking about this, and that is Ryan Puglisi. I don't know if this is a true quarterback competition. I do think that Gunner has a heads up on him. But I do want you to hear Ryan Puglisi talk about where he's at this spring compared to where he was last year.
From where I am right now in the spring to where I was last year, obviously with the injury, I think I progressed a little bit. Being in the offense for a good amount of time now, everything's starting to slow down, making faster decisions. So I think it's been really good for now.
Yeah, and listen, every time we've heard him this week or leading up to the spring game and when he's been allowed to, you know, address the media, I like what I hear from the kid. But, you know, I do think that Gunnar Stockton has a leg up on him simply because he's gotten the most reps. But I do hope that he shows out and plays really well in the spring game to give, you know, Dawg fans an idea of, hey, we don't really know what to think about Puglisi. You kind of have a sense of what to think about Gunnar Stockton. Here's Ryan talking about, you know, competing against Gunnar.
I mean, it's been great. I think that's why you come to Georgia, just to compete and get better no matter what every single day. I mean, you hear the quote all the time of iron sharpens iron. So however way I can make Gunner better and however way he can make me better. But I think overall, that's just why you come to Georgia, is to compete.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to happen. One other thing he did say, if he thinks he could be the Georgia starter, I've asked this question to numerous people, and they've been like, yeah, he could start, but he probably won't this year.
I definitely think I can. I could right now, definitely. I think if you're in the quarterback position and you don't believe that you could go play, you should probably do something else because you need some confidence. But coming from Avon to Georgia was a blessing. I mean, Avon did a lot of things for me on the field and off the field. I wouldn't trade my time there for the world. They made me into the person I am today, and definitely super grateful for Avon.
And he's talking about Avon Old Farms High School in Avon, Connecticut.
What about Georgia Tech, Mike? They are also going to have their spring game, and we are chasing down Coach Brent Key.
It's going to be on Monday, right, we think?
I believe so. He's supposed to jump on the show with us. But, you know, the white and gold game, I think Brent Key believes in doing these things and how it helps his team. But he said, we're going to play football. And he said, obviously, we have some players that are limited as far as availability. But I think going into these games, that's what coaches worry about the most, right, is, you know, they don't want to get any of your stars hurt, certainly. And you just want to be careful as to how you position some of these guys and giving them, you know, certain amount of snaps and whatnot. But Georgia Tech is also going to have their game, and so we'll see what they look like. I think they're going to be improved, by the way.
And there's an article from Jackets Online talking about some of the guests, some of the kids that are going to be watching the game. So,
yeah.
You know, we talked about the job that Brent is doing, trying to, you know, get the recruiting. Obviously, you know, not getting the kind of athletes on a consistent level that George is, but he's certainly up Georgia Tech's recruiting game. And now he's starting to get, you know, the five stars. And yet it's a new world, Carl. Got to pay for these guys.
It's true.
But you got to get them on the hook. So that's part of trying to, you know, buy into that experience at Bobby Dodd and what Georgia Tech has to offer.
Team Swarm, Team Wreck'em will be split into two teams. And by the way, if you're headed to Bobby Dodd, gates are scheduled to open around noon, I believe, on Saturday. So there's lots going on, man, with spring football and the programs in and around the state of Georgia. But those are the two that everybody's watching, Mike. And I say this about Georgia Tech. I'm not telling you they're going to win the ACC, but they're going to be hard out, man. I think they've improved every year that Brent's been there. They ran the ball really well last year. He believes in that. And, Mike, they got a really good quarterback room. They
right.
do.
And by the way, we're just talking about the Tennessee situation. Nico Iamaleava, and is he going to be looking for more money? Is he going to go? Well, real quick, in Alabama's quarterback room, basically depending on who you talk to and which expert you're listening to about Alabama, they got three guys that maybe win this starting job. So there's a couple of dudes out there. Keelan Russell is a true freshman. He's been compared to Michael Penix Jr. Mm. Then you got Austin Mack. He's a former Washington quarterback. And then you've got Ty Simpson. So that's what Greg McElroy thinks is the guy who's going to be able to win the job. Greg doing the radio job over there in Birmingham.
Okay.
So they got potentially, now I don't know if this is accurate, but from Saturday down south from Connor O'Gara saying that they got three potential guys. So they're saying keep an eye on this because two are going to stay and somebody's going to be in that transfer portal.
Somebody's going to leave. Yeah. And again, that opens right up after this weekend. 404-726-0929 is our text line. You can always text us. Find us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. The radio show is Dukes and Bell 929, and we'd love to interact with you guys on social media as well. We were talking about this Cam Newton podcast where he had Kyle Pitts on, and we'll replay some of that for you coming up at 5 o'clock, as we're all kind of wondering, at least I am. Maybe you're not wondering. I'm still wondering what his full potential is. Have we seen the best of Kyle Pitts? Like that rookie season with Matt Ryan, was that the best we're ever going to get out of Kyle Pitts?
No, man, it's funny because no sooner do we talk about this guy, he is a lightning rod. You know, we've always got folks out there that don't want to hear any athlete get criticized. And you guys are, God bless you, man. I hope you feel the same way about us when I screw up a name. But anyway, as far as you know, where you get picked, there's something to be said for it. That's not a media creation. Unless you're just a soft person who doesn't have any expectations for yourself or anyone else. When you're drafted fourth overall, you're supposed to be the best new tight end on the planet. That's it. You go back and read the scouting reports, read what he was supposed to be coming out of Florida. Yes, I know he was only 20 years of age. Even better, he's a freakish athlete and he's only 20. So he'll be ahead of the curve for us. And we'll be here for 10 years and be our next Tony Gonzalez. You know, if you're not Tony Gonzalez, at least be George Kittle. He's not even close, okay? So, I mean, that's what we're talking. When you look at any of the statistics for tight ends, he's anywhere in the 16 to 17 range. That's not where you're supposed to be. And then we can get into the arguments, which is always, well, the quarterbacks have sucked. I'll agree with you there. No disagreement there. Matt Ryan was the guy that got him to 1,000 yards, but the touchdowns haven't been there. Then we get, well, he's miscast in the offense. Okay, I can buy some of that, but how about personal responsibility? Is he doing the work? Is he doing the work? You'll hear the comments because there was two interesting things that came up in his Q&A with Cam Newton. I think Falcon fans will get a kick out of it.
No doubt about it. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Guys, get a guaranteed offer on your home today. and start packing. It's Dukes and Bell on a Friday. Hawks in action tonight, 6:30. As a matter of fact, they take on Philly, so we'll be getting out of here a little bit early. And we've got the Masters coverage as well tonight, starting at 11 o'clock, all recapping things. When we get back, though, we will give you the top of the leaderboard because it's changed. And it's gotten really interesting today. If you've not been keeping up with what happened today in Augusta, we'll tell you all about it next.
Yeah.
What an incredible day in Augusta. And it's still going on. But Mike Bell, this is why the Masters is so special. And I had to tell you, after we left last night, Mike and I were both saying, man, Rory, he was close, but man, there's no way he's going to come back. It is so hard in this event, the way the course plays, to come back and score the way he did today. So remember, yesterday he's 4 under and in the mix for day one. And then blew it and was even as he left the course with 2 double bogeys late in his round. He comes back today, Mike, fires a 68. He's 6 under and he is 2 shots off the lead. And to me, outside of Bryson DeChambeau, who played really well today, those are the two storylines like I'm watching closely right now.
Yeah, man. We got to Justin Rose, who kind of was grinding today. At one point, he got to 9 under. And as he said, we had the soundbite earlier, he was just scuffling, didn't have his A game, but was able to, kind of like a pitcher doesn't have his best stuff, but finds a way to get 7 or 8 innings. So Justin Rose leads at 8 under, just a shot back. Bryson DeChambeau, and he was on fire today. He was 3 under to start, so he made 4 strokes up today, Carl. He's at 7 under. And then Rory McIlroy, and you said it, the biggest story was Rory, and I read those quotes from different Sports Illustrated related writers basically saying he's done. Put a fork in him. Forget it. Another Rory meltdown. So this is one, and this is where Rory, you know, it's funny, he took a cue from I guess Colin Morikawa. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to talk to you today. So he didn't speak with the media yesterday after the meltdown. And he, whatever he did, Carl, got his head right. Because when you get that reputation that you can't finish and you're going to have one round that's going to derail your tournament, he's able to come back, and as you said, under some tough conditions, just grind, man, from even par to 6 under today, and really overcame his nemesis, the par 5 15 yesterday, where things went all off the rails, and he birdied 15 today, the par 5.
28 wins on the PGA Tour for Rory. The bigger thing about going into this particular Masters is he's 1 win away from completing the career Grand Slam. So when you put that in context and you start talking about, obviously, Tiger and Jack and Gary Player and Ben Hogan, some elite names, the elite names in golf to accomplish that feat. But, you know, he's finished inside the top 10, 7 of the 9 starts at Augusta National, Mike, and then was the runner-up in 2022. So this is why all this pressure was on Rory to get off to a good start yesterday. And then to do that and then to say, oh, crap, I got to go make this up. And he was able to do it today. I got to tell you, much respect. Now, I hope he's got the mental fortitude, Mike, to do it Saturday and Sunday. But even if it doesn't happen for him, just to put himself back in the mix is incredible.
It was interesting just talking to a couple of listeners on social media because we were talking about, I said it at the end of the show yesterday, I said, that's it. There's his typical meltdown. And then Rory will put together like some crazy low score on Sunday and everyone will be talking about it. But it'll equal at third place, right? It'll be nothing.
Yeah.
But now maybe this is the thing that, you know, it can't, has he overcome the one round, the one glitch, the one thing that always seems to derail him in Augusta subsequent to 2014? Connors, the kid from Canada, he's out. And, of course, he's 6 under. Tyrrell Hatton is 6 under. He's a guy that certainly, you know, he gave him a puncher's chance. There's a dude named Matt McCarty. He won last year in Utah. He's like a first-time Masters competitor, and he is at 5 under. And then you get to Scottie Scheffler. You know, he just bogeyed number 10. So Scottie's still – but he's still – obviously, he got some makeable par fives, including 13 and 15. But Scottie Scheffler is just 3 strokes back with a bunch of holes to play on the back nine. And then we get to some of the dudes who are going home. Right now, Carl, the cut line is set at 2 over. So right now, Dustin Johnson, see ya. One of the Live Golf guys, he is gone. Also, Sergio Garcia, we talked about him. Brooks Koepka, he's going home.
Mm.
So two of the bigger names from Live Golf.
Brooksy!
Yeah, man. Ask your doctor if Zalatoris is right for you. Will's got to get it in gear. He's at 5 over, so he's got to go make some birdies. There goes one of my big picks today. Billy Horschel is 6 over. So I had Horschel in one of my Calcuttas.
I like Horschel's game. Hadn't been scoring like he should. And by the way, I took 2 strokes away from Rory. He shot a 66 today, not a 68. Yeah. So a 66 is the lowest round today of anybody that's in the clubhouse.
And then you got that Ballister dude from Arizona State that everyone went bananas over. You didn't hear the story or you're living under a rock. He really had to go on 13 in the middle of Amen Corner in front of everyone. He just goes, I'm going to go I take a pee in the river. The river? It's Race Creek, you dude. Anyway, a lot of folks, it's funny because, no, number one, you can't have a cell phone at the Masters, so no one can have a video of it. And needless to say, the camera crew was not going to shoot it. So the people are saying, if no one has video of it, did it really happen? Like, no pic?
I'm like, I really need a pee.
So let me ask you, is this something that you think, and now guys have written this already, that behind closed doors, the elites, those dudes in the green jackets on the committee,
they're giving it to them,
are livid.
Yes, they should be.
Over this. Well, because what are you doing, man? And again, somebody's got to tell them there's a bathroom in the woods. You're not going to see it on TV behind the 13th tee. But anyway, he's not going to make the cut. There's probably a lot of guys that are very happy he's going home. But he's the U.S. amateur champion from Arizona State.
Do you think this changes? And I don't know, by the way, because we don't spend a lot of time talking about the amateurs as far as winning this event. We've had guys that have, you know, placed high in the Masters, but no amateur has come in and won it. Do you think that they change this now when these guys get to the Masters? Here are the rules.
Okay, dude. That's what I was saying. I said to Carl yesterday, I got to imagine this isn't his first time playing Augusta if he's a U.S. amateur champion. You know what I mean?
I agree.
But you'd think so. Some of the things, you know, golf guys know about. I mean, as John Daly had a funny line, it's too dirty to talk about here on our program, but basically said he basically had a special dalliance near Race Creek one time playing the Masters.
That's a good word.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, Bubba Watson, he's made the cut at 1-under. In case you were looking for him, Morikawa still got some work to do. He's at 1-under. Looks like Spieth, if he can keep it together, and Justin Thomas will make the cut. They're both at 1-under, but again, provided they don't, you know, crap the bed on the back nine.
+2 is the cut?
It's not embarrassing at all for me, so if I had to do it again, I would do it again.
Come on.
I mean, Spanish guys. I said to Carl earlier.
Come on.
I just want to be that dude, you know, on the campus in Tempe, Arizona.
Yeah.
You know, who am I? I am the number one amateur in the world. I am from Spain.
Yes. Of course.
Maybe we could go to Lake Havasu. We could rent a deck boat.
I really need a pee.
Well, we know that. I mean, by the reports that you went ahead and whipped it out.
Hey, now.
He did. He whipped it out in front of everybody.
Yeah.
How dare you just whip it out in front of everybody?
Apparently it was a pretty good size wedge. By the way, Mickelson, God just hit me. What about Phil Mickelnuts, as you like to call him, Mike? He is at 1-over right now. So right now, Phil is right at the cut line. So he's got some room to go. He's just coming into Amen Corner. Hopefully, Phil, be fun, more fun to watch Phil if he makes the cut.
I agree. Look, it doesn't hurt to have these guys, you know, play through the weekend. No expectations for Phil at this point. But, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I haven't even seen any of his round, to be honest. You know, you can watch, you know, you can choose to watch, you know, Amen Corner. You can choose how you want to watch the Masters. I've not even watched. They have the featured groups and whatnot. But that's good to know. So the cut is +2. We will continue to monitor what's going on. But again, Justin Rose at top of the leaderboard, 8-under. He shot a 65 yesterday, was on fire.
Right.
71 today. And has a one-stroke lead as we speak over Bryson DeChambeau. But, and Mike said it, there's a bunch of guys that are 500 that are chasing that are not done yet.
Oh, man. I was going to pull in for Bernhard Langer. He's 67 years old.
He's gone?
Well, he's right at the cut line. He's actually going to get cut, so he's got to go make some moves. He was at 1-under, and he's had a couple of bogeys today. So see what happens with Bernhard using the big broomstick.
Yeah. I like him, too.
By the way, I don't like that grip, though. That grip's weak. I'm sorry. I know guys get the yips. I can't imagine.
You talking about the putter?
Yeah, I can't imagine how guys get any feel with that thing.
I don't either.
Chris, I know Chris doesn't play golf. Basically, when you see guys holding the thing, it's like it basically looks like a broomstick. It's like, I don't know. I mean, to me, it's just figure it out. Get over the yips. It's a cop out.
Yeah, I don't like it either. But you know, they allow them to do it. I mean, the PGA has reviewed this for years and talked about it, and it is allowed. I've seen those putters, Mike. And have you ever held one?
No,
way. You're putting it in your chest, and you're like, obviously less movement. I can't even operate that.
And you're not supposed to anchor the putter. You know the rules.
I can't even operate the damn thing.
I don't know how you get any feel on that thing. I got one of those big fat grips on my on the putter.
Yeah.
Which again, some say is a cop out, but it keeps you from going bleh with your wrist on.
Sure. Yeah, your wrist break.
Chris, we will get you on the golf course. Chris, here's all these conversations. I'm thinking guys who don't play golf, like, what the hell are you guys talking about? This is golf talk. But we got to get you out this year, man. That should be one of our goals this summer. Let's get Chris out for a
round. With you. I agree. 404-726-0929. Steve Coonan is on the way, guys. This hour is brought to you again by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Braves get it done last night. Did you stay up?
No.
I fell asleep. And the problem was I didn't have the presence of mind to set the DVR to keep recording through everything else that was on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it didn't record, so I didn't get it. I just watched the highlights this morning. Yeah.
No, look, I wanted to, honestly, because I wasn't necessarily – you ever go to bed? Like, you're like, I'm just going to lay down. I'm not really tired. And the next thing you know, I'm out. And that's kind of what happened. But when I fell asleep, you know, I kept thinking the game was going to start back up. And then, obviously, you know, it did, but without me. Either way, it was a great win for our Braves. 2-hour and 45-minute rain delay, guys. This game finished after midnight, for those of you who did stay up and watch this thing. But, you know, the Braves head down to Tampa. Phillies were complaining about their trip. They're going to St. Louis. Guys, I've been on these trips. It's an hour. You're on a charter. You'll be there in 45 minutes. Give me a break.
Well, you know, I just hate to see those people from Philly have to suffer. But, yeah, by the time they got to the airport, it was probably close to 2 in the morning. Yippee-ki-yay. Either way.
And they got to sleep all day. The game's not until 8:15 tonight.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, come on. Tough it up, Philly. You're supposed to be a working man's town, for crying out loud. Yeah, 8:15. You're right. Hey, man, the one thing last night, though, is the clutchness of Ozuna. He's been so money. The Big Bear, you know, we said it. Is he going to cool off? I don't expect him to hit like 325 all season, but one of the guys we've not complained about all season has been Ozuna. And then there was Fozuna, as Chris brought up last hour, and yeah, man, no, man. By now, if you hadn't seen it, the guy dressed up behind the dugout who looks like a slightly more beer-bellied, you know, Marcell Ozuna. That was gold last night.
Yeah. Listen, you need to have some fun. And I think more than anything, guys in the clubhouse and, you know, certainly guys in the dugout saw that and were laughing and having a good time. Fans were having a good time with it. You got to stay loose. And the thing is, Ozuna, by the way, has been that guy since he got here. I know we've talked about some of the off-the-field issues, whatever. He has been the guy that has been one of the loose guys and helping guys and encouraging them, Mike, and building guys up, but also a guy that'll crack a joke and guys have fun with. He's been that dude since he's gotten here. So it was good to see him come through last night.
I was going to mention this yesterday in Guy Talk. We didn't get to it, but since we don't have Guy Talk today, Steve Kuhnin's coming up next talking some Hawks. If you were going to get like a cheap airfare or just drive down to Tampa, it's $11 to watch the Braves take on the Rays. And that's at Steinbrenner Field. That's at the Yankee Legends Field at the right across from Raymond James Stadium. So it's a lower capacity. And tomorrow night, or tomorrow, it's $8 for the Rays taking on the Braves in Tampa outdoors.
You're not going to find that anywhere. Of course, because of the stadium situation, but still, that's an amazing deal.
And so basically, it's like a minor league facility, or I should say a spring training facility, and you're right on top of the field to watch a baseball game. It's not a bad deal.
No. Coming up, Steve Kuhnin, Hawks did work last night. They need to do that again tonight against Philly. They finished the season against Orlando at home, and then we are in the play-in. We're going to talk to Steve Kuhnin, Hawks CEO, next.
Yeah, I'd really need a pee.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The horn sound. This is Catching Up with Kuhnin. Brought to you by Georgia Natural Gas. Cut the cold and cost this winter when you lock in a low fixed rate from G&G. It's that simple.
Let's talk to Steve Kuhnin, Hawks CEO. Steve Kuhnin, man, hope you are doing well. It's been a couple of weeks. Obviously, you had business going on, but it is good to have you on the show and back where you belong. And last night, the Hawks won. They're back on the road tonight against Philadelphia. But first and foremost, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm just enjoying life, the Masters. Hopefully, we get a win tonight, clinch the eighth position, and go into the play-in with momentum.
Right on, man. Just hoping that Trey can maybe take over a series. We were talking about, you know, his ability to get him in there a couple of years ago. It's tough without having like the true, you know, sort of Scottie Pippen to his Jordan, you know, the Robin to his Batman. We got guys, you know, we definitely have a great bench, Steve, but I mean, do you still see this? Do you still feel this team can make a run?
I do. I mean, you know, I hate to play the oldies, but this is where you really miss Jalen Johnson, to your point, you know, Batman and Robin.
Right.
You, arguably your best all-around player, in, you know, with the defense is not playing. You're not at a great advantage, but anything can happen in the playoffs when the roster tightens and so does the sphincter.
Steve, for those who don't know, the play-in, can you explain just from our standpoint where we currently stand, what would it take for us to get into the playoffs and have a first-round series against either, you know, the Celtics or the Cavs as it looks right now?
I would be honored to. The play-in is entering its fourth year. The seventh-place team in the division, it used to be that the top eight made the playoffs. Now, to make it more interesting and make more teams, you know, competing, is that the seventh and eighth team play, the 9th and 10th team play. So we'll be in the 7th and 8th bracket, and we will play, hopefully, Orlando on the road on Tuesday night for the first play-in game. If we win, we automatically are in the playoffs, and we'll play Boston starting the following that weekend. If we stub our toe against Orlando, then we will host a home game against the winner of the 9 and 10 game on Thursday, next Thursday.
Right. So Bulls and Heat.
Correct. So you get the advantage of two swings of the bat, if you will, if you're 7th or 8th, and you have the disadvantage of win and in or lose and go home if you're 9 or 10. So hopefully, we can go down to Orlando, handle business, which we've done before this season. We've done this season, and have a great playoff with the Celtics, who seem to bring out the best in us. But we beat Cleveland twice this year also. So
right. The thing is, and we're going to see the Magic, ironically, we're going to see them to wrap the season up. And then, as you said, we may have to go down to Orlando. We do struggle against their big guys. You know, Banchero 6'10", Wagner 6'10". We were talking earlier, and again, we're still, yes, as you said, the season is still not over. But in the offseason, I would think we'd like to get a little more size. It just seems like when we go up against really bigger athletic front courts, that sometimes creates some mismatches for us.
Yeah, I mean, we totally agree. You know, Okongwu's been playing incredibly well. You know, since the All-Star break, he's been really, really good, but he is only 6'8", and size does matter. So I think during the offseason, we need some big fellas down here in Atlanta.
It is Steve Kuhn and Hawks CEO. I want to get your opinion. The league has hit Ja Morant with a big fine, and I'm just curious, not to, you know, specifically put you on the spot about his celebrations, but just these celebrations, generally speaking, and what have you talked to the commissioner about, and what do they say in these meetings where they feel like some of this stuff is inappropriate, some isn't, some is, and Ja has gone.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the gun-toting, pointing the gun at the bench, to now a make-believe, you know, grenade that he's releasing into the crowd. And I'm using him because he's the latest to do this, but he's not the only one. Steve, what's the league and what's said in these meetings?
Candidly, I've never seen anybody else really do this. I mean, he's almost reminds me of the Roadrunner and Coyote.
Right.
You know, what's next? And he had a quote last night that if somebody objects, he'll just come up with the next thing. I think what he's trying to say is that he's explosive, he's on fire, a lot of words. I think what he fails to understand is violence permeates our society. And we as a league do not want to have our game used to promote any kind of violence, even if it's a little cartoonish.
Right.
And I just think that I don't know what point he's trying to make. I truly don't.
Yeah, there seems to be a maturity thing. There's a maturity thing in that locker room. I'm going to put words in your mouth. You're talking about another basketball team. Steve Koonin's with us, guys. Hawks CEO here on the Wade Ford.
Oh, now you have to announce my name.
.com hotline. Steve is in no way endorsing the John Morant. He's a very immature athlete who's got to grow up. And that whole team, basically, Carl, is just a bunch of turds. But I'm sorry, Steve, your thoughts moving forward about this Masters tournament. Carl and I are just glued to the TV like anybody who plays golf, whether you're a hacker, you're really good at it. I mean, it goes without saying that, you know, the broadcast is just exquisite from CBS, but now what we're looking at with this leaderboard, it's setting up for what should be just I can't imagine it's not generating some big numbers TV-wise.
Oh, I think so. It's funny. I'm sitting here watching The Matrix, meaning I'm watching four screens at once. Okay. Today, I got an email very early this morning that said our building, 101 Marietta Street, lost water pressure. We'll all have to work remote today. And I was, that is a shame. Let's call a plumber on Monday to come out and get that figured out. And I've enjoyed my ESPN Plus since literally 8:30 this morning. I've been watching because there's nothing better than the Masters on television.
No, there isn't.
Nothing better. Both the beauty, the you know, Justin Rose comes out of nowhere. Bryson, big beefy Bryson's not beefy anymore. Rory messes up yesterday, comes back with an incredible 66 today. And then you've got my pick, Shane Lowry, who's in the mix. And Scottie Scheffler just had another bogey. So he's back where he ended yesterday.
Yeah,
he's 4 under. And the wind is picking up. And, you know, there's potentially some rain coming. So there's just nothing better than the Masters.
I bought
pimento cheese today.
You're ready.
You have to do it.
I'm ready, baby.
You have to do it. Steve, you know, a few years ago when we let Nate McMillan go and Quinn Snyder came on, I think it was 20 games, I believe, right, if I remember correctly.
Mm.
And everybody around the league was like, what are they doing? This isn't. And then, you know, this week we see Mike Malone get let go. I mean, the week of the start of the playoffs, basically, and, you know, what's going on in Memphis. And my point is sometimes we don't know what's going on inside these organizations. But how difficult are those decisions? Because Mike and I were kind of taken back with the Malone decision, but then we come to find out, you know, there were some things going on between the general manager and obviously the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, a team really doesn't have its politics, you know, public and worn on its sleeve. And I can't really talk about the Denver situation because I was as shocked as anybody else. It does seem odd, and it just seems like they felt they had to make a change prior to the playoffs. And, you know, with 3 games left, you usually don't see that happening. So I don't know. I mean, you saw in the NFL, some of these trends just kind of go from sport to sport where the Jets fired a coach after 9 games. And, you know, it looks like not much is surprising anymore, but there are real politics inside of locker rooms and inside of organizations. And there's also performance and expectations, and somebody who appears to be doing a great job, you know, public facing, might not be doing what was agreed upon internally. So there's 1,000 different possibilities. I'm not going to speculate on them, but it does seem like it is a bit odd.
Steve Kuhn is with us, guys. He is the Hawks CEO, joins us here every week, and great to catch up. He's also a former TV executive. That's why we ask about, you know, TV shows and what they're doing. The LIV Golf thing is pretty funny. Carl and I were talking about LIV is on Fox now, and nobody even notices. The numbers are just, they're actually doing half the numbers that the Tomorrow's Golf League and the virtual setting down in Palm Beach was doing. So at some point, do you think the PGA has all the leverage in this? And I mean, and how do they leverage it to get the merger together?
I don't know. I think TV numbers are leveraged when you're talking about Saudi Arabia, who's willing to put in, you know, incredibly significant funds, because at the end of the day, it still is a business. Right. I surely would like to see it together. I hate seeing the best players in the world only 4 times a year.
Right.
You know, and it's been almost 2 years since they agreed June 6th of 2023 that they were going to find a way to come together. And they've used everybody from the president on to help negotiate. So I'm really not sure what's going on, but I think the game of golf is suffering because of that. The president of LIV Golf, who is the former president of the Philadelphia 76ers, said this weekend, "You can grade me. We're going head-to-head with the PGA." That was last weekend. Right. And they got beat by NBC running the Valero Open by, you know, 400%.
Right.
So I don't think his grade would be, it kind of probably look a little bit like mine in college, but that's another story for another day. There's no heat around LIV Golf. There's no understanding really what it is. They're playing, you know, sometimes in Australia, and the next week they're in Miami. And then, so I don't really understand what they're doing, but I think they're hurting the game in a really big way. I think the Masters, the beauty of the Masters is it's bigger than the game or the tours. But once this recedes, they'll go back to both struggling.
Yeah.
Steve, you disappointed G-Day's not going to be on TV?
Yeah, but all it is an exhibition.
Sure,
you know.
Sure.
But I remember the first time that, you know, when we were told to be down there in Athens by Kirby, and 92,000 of us were.
Right.
And I just think that I think Nebraska and one other school, USC, said they weren't going to go do a spring football game because they didn't want other teams, you know, scouting for NIL. And I think that's just a real problem. And I think that might be one of the reasons we're not on TV, is that I think it's become – I was fortunate and got to go to sit with Kirby at a Hawks game this year and his family, and it was a lot of fun. But we were swapping stories because he manages professionals with much easier free agency than we do.
I mean, I knew that once, you know, we had the lawsuits that were out there, eventually this was going to happen. But we had a story today about Nico Iamaleava up there at Tennessee, and the story is he's not at their practice, and there's multiple reports saying that his camp is looking for $4 million, and he's not even like the seventh or eighth best quarterback in the SEC last year. It's just like the world's going off its rocker.
Yeah, I mean, Dom Raiola committed to Georgia and then got an incredible offer from Nebraska. He's gone.
Right.
You know, I feel bad. How do you manage that? How do you plan for that? How do you compete with it? And the problem is this all could have been solved years ago. And as a longtime Georgia fan, let's never forget A.J. Green suspended 3 games for selling a jersey.
Yep. Right.
You know, and on and on and on.
Todd Gurley, yeah.
Yeah, Todd Gurley also. And they should have paid these kids, you know, some money, and none of this would have happened.
Yeah. Yep. And again, I always thought, because we used to have, Carl, we'd have these arguments and we used to joke around, like, because folks felt like, oh, no, it's the amateurism of it. Amateurism of it. I mean, Steve, all you would have had to do is give like a tiny percentage of just the TV numbers alone. And everybody could have had 6 figures and we'd all get on with our lives.
Again, fairness.
Right.
And now they're paying the price.
Yep.
And so I don't blame the athlete. I blame the institution.
Great stuff. Steve Koonin, we will see what our Hawks do tonight against Philly.
Let's get a win tonight. Let's go up for the play-ins, and then let's be there for the playoffs. We want spring basketball in Atlanta, and we need the fans' help. So please come out and help us.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.